Hey guys, welcome into another episode of A Pickaxe to Grind with me, Brady Hole, and we're going to talk about all things Nuggets, as we tend to do, hence the pickaxe and everything. The Nuggets, since we last chatted, have been going to work, man. I mean, a lot of great things coming from this team. Aside from the Minnesota back-to-back load management thing, which we will get into, but the games before that that took place last week, going to starting dating back to Tuesday, January 31st, going up against New Orleans, then Golden State, then Atlanta, were amazing games. Denver wins 122-113 over New Orleans, 134-117 over Golden State, 128-108 over Atlanta. And it's been, to me, the theme of the week last week was Jamal Murray is back. For the first time since the bubble, I'm seeing the Blue Arrow play like we kind of thought he could when we saw him in the bubble. You know, that season he was coming on strong, and then in the bubble he was absolutely insane. I mean, he rivaled some of the best players in the NBA that season. So I've been really impressed with him. He was my whole show player of the week. I always put those up at thewholeshow.com where you can check out, you know, what I mix it between the Nuggets, you know, the CSU Rams, the CU Buffs, the UNC Bears, Avalanche thrown in there sometimes. If it's during the football season, the Broncos are in there, all that. Rockies once on a blue moon. But it's a fun thing that I like to do, to pay attention to the teams that I cover and highlight a player each and every week. And this week, it was Jamal Murray. What a game by him, too. Look at this. In those three games, in those wins over the Pelicans, Warriors, and the Hawks, he averaged 35 points, 7 assists, and five rebounds. That's what it's going to take for the Nuggets to win a title. I said at the beginning of the season that if things go according to plan, if Jamal Murray truly is the bubble version again, and Aaron Gordon is really dominating the paint like he's supposed to and like he says he wanted to in the offseason, then Joker doesn't stand a chance at winning a third MVP because, and that's a good thing. It's not that he's worse. It's just that the team around him's better. Where he doesn't have to do all the heavy lifting every single night. Well, I was wrong and I was right about that. There is a good chance that Nikola Jokic wins his third MVP. Really? Because he's putting up he's averaging the triple-double. And he's putting up some phenomenal numbers for this team. But also in that process, Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, MPJ, and I know he's kind of going through a tough spot right now with his family and everything. Bruce Brown, KCP, Vlatko Chanchar. I mean, that's been a pleasant surprise. Christian Brown, the Rook. So the team around him is performing extremely well. Jamal Murray's now averaging, he got into the 20s now. He's averaging 20. Aaron Gordon's averaging 16, about 7 rebounds. So those kind of numbers are what's allowing those are what is pushing the Nuggets to being in the top of the NBA right now. Because Joker's going to do Joker things. He's going to do he's probably better. The dude just gets better every single year. I don't know if he'll ever hit a ceiling. But looking at that side, Jamal Murray specifically is the guy that's going to help push this team over the top. Because you're going to have your MVP. He might win it again. Odds are he's going to win it again. But that alone can't win this team a championship. You know, Joel Embiid and all. Well, they have their assistants. Their assistants, their backups, their number twos. He has his James Harden. You know, and that's why you saw the Nuggets get knocked out of the first round last year. They caught Golden State at the worst absolute time. Golden State went on a run late in that season, and Denver caught him at a bad time. So, on that side, Jamal Murray's been great. The Minnesota game sucked on Sunday night, February 5th. Whenever you're listening to this, it was Sunday night, February 5th. They get smoked 128-98, 128-98, that is. And just, you know, they didn't have their guys. No Jamal Murray. No Aaron Gordon. No Nikola Jokic. No KCP. And that is, you're not going to win many games if you play like that. Now, it might happen once in a while. They showed some fight in the third quarter, but not enough. Load management. All right. The Nuggets don't seem to abuse that. And I think that's also part of their leadership with Michael Malone and Nikola Jokic. However, the flights, the schedules have been so weird with these back-to-backs lately. And the two times, you know, once against Milwaukee and another time against Minnesota. I don't think the Nuggets abuse it. You want to fix it, you got to fix the NBA. I don't really blame coaches and managers and players for taking the load management route. I really don't. Because it's you take advantage of the system. And until the NBA fixes it, gets rid of the back-to-backs, first and foremost, I don't care if you have to spread the season out, start it earlier in October, end it later in April, whatever, you have to eliminate these back-to-backs. They're just not good. You're not getting the best basketball. Guys are more prone to injury and all that. So I don't think the Nuggets abuse it. It sucks for fans. I understand that. You're planning on going to a Minnesota game and you're thinking you're going to get the two-time MVP there. You think you're going to get Jamal Murray, the Blue Arrow. You're going to see, you know, Aaron Gordon, all popular names in the league. It does suck. You buy tickets and that happens. But it's the Nuggets are doing what every team's doing. And again, I think the Nuggets abuse it least of all, at least according to a lot of the teams in the league. So it is, you know, it's something that teams are going to continue to do, especially when there's back-to-backs. As far as eliminating games, could you go down to 72 games? You could. Baseball's always had a hard time wanting to eliminate games because they don't want to mess with stats. Basketball's kind of like that. I think you're more likely to get the NHL to sign off on that than you would the NBA because they like their stats too. Not as much as baseball, but the NBA likes their stats too. So that sucked. That game was just awful. They go right back at it though. Coming up, I'm recording this on a Monday. They're playing on a Tuesday, February 7th. That'll be your full slate. That'll be at home. So that'd be good. The other thing I wanted to talk to you today while we've got a few minutes here, thing I love about the podcast is we can do short hits. We can do 10-minute chats. We can do 30-minute chats, just depending. There is a lot to talk about with Bones Highland, though. It is so difficult with Bones because they believe, to my knowledge, they believe in that front office that Bones Highland is going to be good. He is going to be a very good player someday. But he's inconsistent right now. His highs are very fun. They get the crowd involved. But his lows are pretty low. Turnovers. No flow with his offense. Not hitting shots. Again, I said turnovers. Well, turnovers again. And that becomes a liability. So on one, I hate to make this comparison, because I think it's a little unfair, but I'm just going to do it. He's a lot, in a sense, like Will Barton, where he can make some flashy plays. There were moves I saw with Will Barton, and I'm just where he looked like Kobe. There were like reverse layups and stuff where I said, wow, that's phenomenal. And then two possessions later, he's gets a steal and he goes 1-on-3. Just a silly move. So Bones has a little of that in him where he can make some ridiculous plays, but also just bonehead plays, no pun intended. Okay, I had to get one in. It's just an unfortunate spot. Bones is such a fan favorite. He's such a likable guy. Me personally, I love all of his believer posts, you know, his Christian posts on his Twitter account. Love following him. He's a great follow. He's got the Mile High City baby, all that stuff. Pleasant surprise after being the 26th pick from last season's draft. The timing, it doesn't work for him, man. He's averaging 12 points per game, 3 assists per game, 19 point minutes per game average. It's pretty good. I mean, it is pretty good. That's why the idea of this is tough, but they need a more consistent player. Who could they get? A solid a two-way wing forward type player, a Jalen McDaniels is who I've heard, or Kyle Anderson. I even heard like a Gary Harris coming back could make sense because he's, you know, again, your highs aren't going to be as high, but your lows won't be as low. Or do you go with a backup center route? DeAndre Jordan, is an awesome leader. Seems like a really good dude. I was down at Media Day at the beginning of the season. Seems like a cut up and really cool guy. But he's not going to come in and hold, you know, hold things over for you. Hold down the fort. There it is. That's what I was looking for. Hold down the fort while Joker's out, or even just providing some meaningful minutes. DeAndre Jordan's not going to be that guy anymore. So I've actually, Naz Reid out of Minnesota is the name that probably has come up the most, especially in Minnesota with Tim Connelly, former Nuggets president and GM. So it makes sense. Plus, Tim Connelly drafted Bones Highland, so that does make sense. I've also heard Mason Plumlee, Isaiah Hartenstein or Stein. I always messed it up, even when he was in Denver. Or Jared Vanderbilt. All three guys were Nuggets. So that would be interesting to bring one of those guys back. Mason Plumlee. Michael Malone loves him some Mason Plumlee. I mean, he said it back in the day when Plumlee was on his team. He's like, dude, I wish I had 12 of those guys. Problem is, you'd score 12 points. But defensively, plays a lot. You know, he's similar to Aaron Gordon in the paint. He's not a shooter or anything, but he plays a lot like that. Hartenstein's kind of the same way. I would sign up for any of that. Trade Bones Highland straight up for any of those guys. Plumlee, I don't know. Naz Reid's the name. That's the name to keep an eye on. Excuse me. There's no dump button in the podcast world. At least I haven't found one. It's probably right in front of me. I don't like the idea of a pick, though. Because if this move is all about the window, then you just stay the course with Bones. Because are you guaranteeing that a first-round pick next year is going to be better than Bones? Bones was a first-round pick. So Bones is good. He is a good player. You don't know what you would get for a first-round pick. The idea that you would trade for a pick seems weird. I guess would it be like a case of addition by subtraction? I don't know. Because you have Murray staggering with the bench unit. So the point guard spot would still be kind of covered because you're going to have Jamal Murray play a lot of those minutes in the playoffs. And then Bruce Brown and Christian Brown would trade off and play some of that. I just don't like it. I don't get it. So if I'm trading Bones, I got to get a player that's going to play meaningful minutes and is going to be consistent. Not as good as Bones on his best nights, not as bad as Bones on his worst. A consistent player going forward. But it does seem like Bones Highland will be traded. I mean, in a game where you sat your start, you had four starters out, Bones did not play. So I was asked on the whole show earlier today by my wonderful producer, Angel, if like what percentage I would put on the fact on Bones getting traded. 98%. If not 99%. You're down four starters against Minnesota on a back-to-back, and Bones doesn't play? Yeah, they are shipping him out. So I'm supposed to get Mr. Calvin Booth on. I've met him once in person. What a great dude. Well, I've met him, shook his hand once, but I've been to other things where he's talked and stuff. But we'd love to get him on the show, hoping to get him on soon. But because of the Bones situation, which I don't think it's like a secret or anything, it's just kind of awkward to get him on when the rumors are so thick surrounding the idea of trading Bones Highland. So we're hoping to get Calvin Booth on the whole show, which airs 11 to 2, 103.1, and 1310 KFKA. So that's a wrap. Today I wanted to focus on Jamal Murray and him being probably the main difference maker as far as who's going to get this team over the top. Joker's the MVP, but Murray can provide that killer instinct type traditional style of scoring. Not as unique as the Joker, but he's been special, man. He's my player of the week. We'll see what happens next. They got Minnesota. Next time we talk, we'll be able to recap the Minnesota game. Orlando at Charlotte. They got a little road trip coming up at Orlando starting on Thursday. Then at Charlotte on Saturday. At Miami on Monday. And that should wrap it. And we'll do another podcast either Monday or Tuesday to talk about that. Nuggets will not be playing on Valentine's Day. So there you go, guys. Take the misses or girls. We have girls listen too. So take the misses, take the mister out for a wonderful night for Valentine's Day. That will do it. This has been a Pickaxe to Grind. Appreciate you guys following along. We have all of our episodes available at 1310kfka.com. And as always, you can hear me every single day, Monday through Friday on 103.1, 1310 KFKA and 1310kfka.com for the whole show that airs 11 to 2. Did I say 11 to 1? 11 to 2 every single day. That is a weekday. That will do it. It's been a Pickaxe to Grind. We will see next time we talk if Bones Highland is in fact shipped and sent off from the Denver Nuggets and what they get in return. We'll catch you guys next week.